I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm a journalist with words. I'm my own general, Evan. I should be in a mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I feel a sense of accomplishment and pride. Watch. Do tell. I'm officially in. The 95.7 The Game Fantasy Football League. I just paid Lucas Alexander my $100 entry fee.
And then you kicked up on the door and asked where was mine. Don't worry about my financing and romancing.
Nope.
I'll take care of my financing and accounting by my... How dare you kick... Kicks the door open. Where's yours?
This is what you do.
You're the fence.
Get the point. I'm pointing now, not you. I did not say that.
What did you do? You scared me.
Okay, here's what happened. I walked out. I gave Lucas $100. And then he was like, thank you so much. And then I walked back into the studio. I held the door open. And all I said, Goo, was...
To who?
To you. I said, hey, Goo.
Leave me out of it.
I just said, hey, Goo, I just paid my $100 fantasy fee.
And there was a line after that.
What did
I
say?
How about you do the same?
Oh, did I say that? I don't remember that part.
Dude, anyway, I'm thinking about Evan Stein. He's living his best life in New York. You see his pic yesterday at the U.S. Open?
Dude. Oh, with a martini?
Yeah. Was it an apple or just old school?
Looked like
martini.
He had three olives in there. Yeah. I could be
You're
wrong.
You a big olive guy, Kenny?
I am, but there were melons.
Okay,
I
saw them wrong.
Dewdrop melon drink or something.
Okay.
Okay. Risotto, oh, you were out. Right, he Evan. Likes a...
I know what he likes.
Watermelon margarita.
Oh, you can get those all over.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it. You cracked the mic to say, "Well,
Stein, what's your team name in fantasy, or what will it be?"
Yeah,
the Stein way.
That's pretty damn good. But are you stealing from? Well, I won't.
No, stealing from who?
The Stein line.
No, because I'm not saying my team name is the Stein line.
Goo, what's your name?
Guru 957 Game. All my passwords. I get fired. I got to say this about Risotto's. Now, he's having a bad morning.
Oh.
He choked. They had Fleming on, the great day Fleming.
Yep.
And he was supposed to do his impersonation, and the chat thinks he choked. Yeah, and it didn't happen.
He's got a couple more opportunities.
Okay. All right, no doubt.
I didn't choke. I was ready to roll.
What happened?
I don't know. That's a question for Spadoni and Sam.
You know what? They might have gotten scared.
Well, I asked Spadoni. He said no. They were looking forward to it. Lovin' ain't scared.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not my fault they asked him about golf and college football.
Oh, Kenny wants us to get back to sports. Kenny, I love you, baby. Stoddy, what do you make of this?
How about this? This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'll throw this opinion out. This is obviously from the text line. Love how the 49ers are playing this. Jennings already got a bump last year, and he wouldn't even be doing this if Brandon Ayuk wasn't hurt. He's good, not great, and who's to say he's even going to have another season like he did last year?
So why not cash
Chances
in,
Chances are slim to none on that.
Yeah.
Oh, hit the pike, Juwan.
No, he very well may be right, but you've said it, unless you've come off of it. We both understand Juwan's mindset trying to – he's 28, going on 29, about to be 30, and Ayuk is hurt. He probably thinks he's more valuable now than he's ever been. So I get the play, but now it just seems like it may not manifest into that bump that we talk about.
I mean, the bottom line to me is it feels like the 49ers are saying –
no,
we're prepared to just pretend nothing happened. Man. Just get back out on the field,
right?
But I don't know. I mean, Jennings feels like he's dug in.
Are we making more? Just say our show and the other shows. Do you think we're making more, or Niner fans, more of this than it is? Are we making Juwan Jennings better than he actually is? Because I don't feel like we are. I think he has an impact on winning and losing, man. I really do.
Yeah, I think he's a third receiver.
That is a number one receiver on third down, it feels like. What if I told you that?
Well, I'll up the ante. That to me would be more of a shortcoming of your other receivers. I mean, you know, here's the other thing I think the 49ers are...
Purdy likes throwing to him, Stoney.
Okay. I mean, okay, so pay him. Then pay him if you think you need him. But again, I just feel like we're finding out exactly the way the 49ers are thinking. I think the other thing you got to take into account here is last year, the anticipated role for Jennings, all right, after Ayuk's holdout, and he wasn't great at the beginning of the year, and Pearsall wasn't even ready. So, you know, Jennings had to take on a bigger role than he would have had those things not happened. So, and I think the way the 49ers look at it is, hey, look, when we're right, Jennings isn't a number one or even a number two. And we're not going to give this guy $15 to $18 million a year for being a number one receiver for three or four games. Makes sense.
Now, I do have to defend Juwan in this sense, Donnie, and I keep going back to it. The playoff run were culminated in a Super Bowl visit a couple years ago. Ayuk was healthy, Debo was out there, McCaffrey was out there. Do you not forget the Green Bay game? Do you not forget the Detroit game?
What I remember most is 6-11.
No, I'm talking about 2 years ago where the team was whole and he still was coming up with big catches.
And he got a contract. He got a contract that year.
That he did.
So.
That he did.
Yeah. All right.
Nothing for you there.
Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
BPA.
I think, you know, they're taking a stand. They're not just going to allow any player to just hold them hostage. Because he wants more money anytime he wants it. He's got a contract extension. They should stop protecting him on this calf story and just say, yeah, this guy's, as far as we know, he's healthy. He's not showing up. I guess he doesn't want to play, so we're not going to pay him. but like, take a stand, put your flag in the ground and, you know, yeah, you can't just give guys more money anytime they feel like they want it. He's under contract. He just got an extension, but stop protecting him. This story, you know, because they don't look great with this sort of vague sort of backstory around it.
Right.
Clearly, this guy's calf's not keeping him from playing. And if you're not going to give him the money, just come out and say, yeah, we pronounced him healthy. So he doesn't seem like he wants to play. So we're going to stop paying him.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I would do. Like, take a stand publicly.
Well, yeah.
Because, yeah. That's
Well, I think the one.
Isn't that a big assumption? And
appreciate,
we love you, BPA.
Appreciate it, Brian.
Stoney, to say the calf is healed, though, and I want to do it, but I gotta respect the game, right? In both parties, isn't that a big assumption to say that the calf is ready to go?
Isn't it a big assumption to say the calf is really hurt? Like, I don't know. I mean, what I think's happening is they probably did imaging a few weeks ago, and maybe they saw something, and they haven't done anything since. And he's been saying it's just not getting better.
Well, you know, John Cavs did say there was progress, though. John mentioned that there's progress.
But Cavs are tricky. So that allows him, it allows, you know, when you say he's making progress, but Cavs are tricky, that means he could be back tomorrow. Mm. Or he might not be back till December.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
So,
dude.
As for the, you know, whether or not he's injured, it feels like the 49ers are headed toward, as the season gets closer, to find out how injured he is or whether he is hurt at all. And if they believe that he's healthy enough to play, then we got even a bigger problem if he's not playing.
Yeah, but to BPA's point, I'm going to say this, and you know I'm no shill. They don't look bad in this, Lynch and Shanny, because they gave him a deal already. Just what you talked about. They gave him a bump, and now he's trying. Like, I don't believe they forecasted him doing this, Stani. They really didn't. And that's why he's doing the whole going to social. I'm not going to call him like a child, but he's talking on his social media. He's not the only athlete that's done it. All of them do it. Bron. But he's just not in that caliber. He's not even Ayuk.
See, I think.
So they didn't see it. I was telling BPA, how do they look bad?
I disagree.
So he should be traded?
No, I disagree that they didn't see it coming.
Mm.
I mean, you can't tell me that Jennings does what he does during Ayuk's contract situation last year. Then they go through a whole year in the locker room. Then the season ends and a report comes out that Jennings is going to ask for a trade right. If he doesn't have his contract renegotiated. And that was months and months ago.
And that happened.
So, like, this isn't something that snuck up on him, I don't believe. I think they probably had a sense that he was going to do this. And they might have had a sense he was going to do this right at the end of the season and decided right then, we can't do it. All like, right. they might have started holding the line on Jennings the minute they knew he wanted to redo his contract.
I'll say this to that. I'm not asking, and I never have fronted, like I'm a capologist. Every time I hear Juwan Jennings and the San Francisco 49ers, all I think about is one, number 13, and that's Brock Purdy, Steiny.
Right.
He has the ability and has already demonstrated he can make his job easier. And if this season is about Brock Purdy taking the next step or continuing in the right direction, you need to afford him all of the luxuries that have been around him. And one of them is in sick bay and Brandon Ayuk, Debo's gone. I just really think people slow down, think about it. It's imperative that they give Jennings as a weapon to Brock.
I'll answer that in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Through your Brock prism or your glasses, Stani. Forget all the other who's wrong or right, but just Brock.
Right. You know what I'm hearing you say? And I'm dead serious. You don't believe in Brock. You're coddling him. You actually believe that if he doesn't have his third receiver for three or four games at the beginning of the year, our porcelain doll's going to break down because he doesn't have anybody to throw to. The guy's making $50 million a year next year. If he has to play a few games without Brandon Jennings, deal with it. You're a top 12 quarterback in the NFL. Like, if
that's amazing.
Needs,
you got that
if
out of
he
that.
Needs Juwan Jennings. Because he's so precious and everything needs to be so perfect for him, then you got a quarterback problem.
Right. But Stani, it's not that. And I love how, like, it's just almost weird that you went there because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like, why? Obviously, they're going to miss IU, regardless of the people that think they're not.
Well, not IU's really. Not weapon. From last year's
okay.
team.
Well, like, okay, but last year was a failure. That's the way I look at it. But the reality is you got Ayuk under contract for umpteen years. Him and Brock Purdy are going to be...
Who else is under contract for umpteen years? Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to start that relationship. But even one might be a bit forced without the luxuries of Ayuk. And now you're telling me Jennings... I'm so worried about Brock. He's done it. you want him to continue to do it. So Steiny, if we find out what's behind door number, no, he can, but okay. I believe it's going to be more difficult. And yeah. I'm not going to sit here in front on Juwan Jennings, and I could be wrong and I'll take the L. But if you guys are telling me now Kendrick Bourne or anybody can walk off the street and just do what Juwan Jennings has done, that's where I think we're getting a bit Don Wrinkles, and I used it the other day.
Don Wrinkles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ridiculous. Why are you laughing?
Don Rickles.
Oh, my God. Kenny, you got to help your boy out. Oh, Don's my man. Oh, no. He was great in Casino, too. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's,
he was good. Don Wrinkles. Boy, goo.
Let's go to Cheech. Cheech is in San Jose. What's up, Cheech? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
want to get my insights on this Juwan Jennings thing. I'm so over it. Mm. If he's hurt, throw him an IR. Bring in someone off the street like Kendrick. Kendrick was, I feel like, Juwan Jennings before Juwan Jennings. But Guru might disagree with me on that one. Mm. So that's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
And the amount of people that say they're over it.
You throw him on IR, you got to pay him.
Well, then he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, dude wants to play. Yeah.
Does
Guru,
he?
I agree. You can't just sub in a random receiver off the street and expect good outcomes for the Niners offense. So I guess and even Kyle's job becomes more difficult without a guy that has become a part of your offense. I get what you're saying, Stoddy. You keep going to bat in order. He's number three, yada, yada, yada. But, man, there's some consistency to him. The offense is copacetic when he's out there, and the fact that Ayuk won't be back, and when he comes back, will he be? So, how much does
they
that
know
help?
All that.
And maybe Juwan
was using.
It
doesn't help him at all.
Yeah, but I thought it would, I guess. And I think Juwan thinks that as well. Maybe that's why he's flabbergasted. Damn, that didn't even help me.
I also kind of feel like the way I look at it is Purdy's quarterbacked a couple of years, obviously. You like him. You paid him. Essentially, yeah, the Purdy era started a couple years ago, but the way I look at it, in a way, it's like, okay, it is officially the Purdy era. He's going to be here for a while if things work out well. All right. We've got two young receivers that we feel like are going to be the core of our receivers for the next 5 years.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like we got Pearsall, Ayuk, and Purdy under contract for 5 years, essentially. So, I am not, under any circumstances, going to be handcuffed into giving a guy more money to basically just get us through six games at the start of, dare I say, even what could be a rebuild.
Then when does it end? Like, this Kuminga thing has only been a nightmare because how long it's lasted.
It ends when
the season's not upon us yet.
It ends when Juwan Jennings makes a decision.
Okay.
Period.
But then there's going to be a scoreboard of ramifications that start soon as that pigskin is kicked off in Seattle at 1:25 next Sunday.
That's why they got Valdez Scantling. I mean, it's why they got him. And they're putting Jennings in a tough spot. And the way I see it is the only way out for Jennings is to come back with his tail between his legs a little bit.
Would it really be between us? I mean, nobody's going to say, oh, how you lost his teammates. Obviously, they want him out there, but he will be the first Niner that didn't win.
Exactly. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Oakland. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
Well, good morning.
Oh, hello.
What I wanted to say is we need Jennings.
Yeah,
you know,
stinks.
That dude believes in God like Purdy. So together, they have potential, right?
What?
And so they need to. He needs to be out there. You know, the weakest link isn't whatever. It's Shanahan, as always. This is the person you should be discussing.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know how to maneuver out there, right? He doesn't feel anything. Mm. And this is the way. You know, there's this great saying by Mick Jagger. Sometimes it's the music, and sometimes it's more than the music. So sometimes it's football, and sometimes it's more than the football, when they bring that potential and we all feel it. And as I see it, Juwan can get into the potential. So we need him out there. And why don't we can Shanahan? Because anyone who could make that mistake in the Super Bowl when Mahomes is coming up next and they go for a field goal, when Mahomes always goes for the touchdown, should be 86th immediately.
Thank you.
Wow. She's great. You agree with her?
No. No, I thought you were going to say, do you agree with me on it? She's great. I was going to say no.
Yeah. Dude.
I'd like to leave God out of it.
You and him hadn't talked in a long time, huh?
I got a great relationship with my Lord and Savior. What are you talking about?
I don't hear you talk about him much.
That's right.
You make jokes.
Because it's private.
I
know him well enough to know that he's got a great sense of humor.
I go to church every day.
No, you don't.
Donnie, I don't have to go pay money to go to church.
Who does?
I talk to him while
Who
I'm driving.
Who pays money to go to church?
When you go now, it costs when that thing comes around.
You don't have to put money in the basket. If you don't have the money to put in the basket, don't put, you can't.
It's coming around twice now, three times.
And if you can't afford it the first time, you don't have to worry about the second time.
Church is expensive. God ain't, go ahead, I'm going to stop.
Right, because it just makes no sense.
Who is Don Wrinkles? Oh my God. Steiny, it's Wrinkles.
Yes, it is. Mike Florio is on with the morning show.
Oh, boy, this ought to be good.
Why?
Because him and Bonte is probably one of the most classic conversations. Well,
Bonte wasn't on the morning show this morning. He's left our station.
No, he's not.
Joe Spadoni,
he'll be in here tomorrow.
Joe Spadoni now doing the morning on 95.7, the game. Here is...
this dude, man.
This is Mike Florio on Jennings wanting a new contract.
The hardball approach can blow up on the team. We've already seen him potentially hold in. Who knows? Calf injury, it's one of those things where what can you really do? And is the team willing to say, we don't believe you? That just makes everything uglier if the team starts calling BS on the guy claiming he's injured. But as the season unfolds and he's got no security beyond this year, everybody gets banged up. But here's the thing. You don't have to fake them. Every player who's been playing football since he was a little kid has something that he could point to and say, I don't feel 100%. And then you get into a season. We hear it all the time. Nobody's 100%. So as we get deeper into the season and Juwan Jennings compiles bumps and bruises, is he going to say, I can't play this week? What's the team going to do about it? That's the problem. So you have a guy that is not going to be as willing to throw himself into the fray as he was last year because he believes he's grossly underpaid and he's concerned about his security after this season. And if he suffers a serious injury while he's playing, if he does have a minor condition that could become a major condition, he is going to be less inclined to play. So that's a cloud that's going to hang over the team. And by taking that hardline approach, we're not going to do anything about this, fine, but you're not going to get the most out of your player either.
That's an interesting different take. And I
you can't
don't
say you don't believe
that.
Them. You think they believe them? I think
you
both
think
are. I think the combo's going on, cash and calf.
I think it's both. But that's what I.
Is it 90 team
that's
cash? What, it's the calf one.
That's it. But even if it's 90 contract, 10 calf, he can say, I can't go out there unless I'm 100% because I'll make it worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do we have a situation where maybe Jennings plays week one and gets hurt?
I don't know if he's in shape
quarter?
Or ready to go out there week one. What about the ramp up here? That starts Monday, right? I mean, it's Thursday. He ain't out there Monday.
He
gets
in a
signed
month.
And you don't. I know Bosa had 3 sacks. People keep bringing
Actually,
that
that's
up.
Not true.
What
somebody,
happened?
Somebody fact-checked me on that.
Baldy said that.
Yeah, I know. He might not have been right.
Baldy?
Baldy said that Bosa had 3 sacks in his first game back against Pittsburgh. I repeated it, and then someone texted me and said, no, he didn't.
And I just heard that again yesterday.
Well, it's easy enough to figure out.
Yeah.
I could probably do it by the break, but I want to get out on time. We'll have that answer for you.
You got younger guys with fresher minds that are faster. They could get to it faster than you.
I don't even know where to look. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Marco and Chucky. I will get to you guys on the other side. And the 49ers,
coming off a 6-11 last place finish in the NFC West last year.
And now they've officially got at least one issue with Juwan Jennings. We'll see if it's two with the kicker.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'd like to leave God out of it.
I don't hear you talk about him much.
That's right.
You make jokes.
Because it's private.
Well, no.
And I know him well enough to know that he's got a great sense of humor.
I go to church every day.
No, you don't.
Johnny, I don't have to go pay money to go to church.
Who does?
I talk to him while
Who
I'm driving.
Who pays money to go to church?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what. Could you imagine going to church was like buying a movie ticket for $14?
Steiny
is my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, according, depending on which one you go to these days.
Think of how many homeless that we could shelter in churches if churches made you pay a fee because they'd be empty.
Mm.
Come on. That's nothing irreverent.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We didn't get to some NBA news.
Because there is none.
Congratulations to one Tim Legler. Got promoted. And Doris Burke, now not on the A-team broadcast for ABC. Your thoughts? I loved Doris, but something changed. I don't know what it was, man. Something changed.
I like Tim Legler a lot.
No, actually. I don't think he's got any.
He's
pretty good.
He's from back east.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Know him a little bit.
A little too much tanning, but go ahead.
Yeah. Now, he played for the Warriors for a little stretch.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. But
big for him.
Doris Burke will always be remembered as a pioneer in the broadcasting industry. I do feel like she wasn't critical at all, or she was very careful about criticizing players.
She's
going to
be with Dave
fine.
Pash, I believe, so she's still around.
Oh, she's just not the main
the
crew.
A team, yeah.
Well, neither are we.
Dude, I still listen to Mark Breen and Van Gundy.
Mark Breen.
But Mark meaning Jackson, and then I said the nickname, his last name, Breen, and then Van
No, you
Gundy.
Said Breen, like Sid Breen.
No.
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
I said Don Wrinkles. That's my new fantasy name. Dude, that I knocked that out the park. That's my new team fantasy name. But anyway, good for Tim and Doris, I guess.
Yeah.
We miss Mark and Van Gundy. Just say that. Hand down, man down.
You know what? When Mark Jackson calls a game, that's when I like him the most. How about that?
Now, I've never heard you give him that.
I like him and Van Gundy.
Wow.
I mean,
my job's done here.
I mean,
dude, they are awesome.
They're fine. They were
fine.
It was
like a sitcom. They could get serious, teach you the game.
By the way, just to clear this up, these incentives that we were talking about for Jennings, David Lombardi of the SF Standard reported that on a bunch of people reporting that the incentives in Jennings' contract were he has to play 50% of the snaps for $1.5 million, 60 catches gets him $667,000, 600 yards gets him $667,000, and 6 TDs gets him $667,000. He hit all those.
Yeah. Last year. Right.
He hit them last year.
But I think that hurts the team, though, Stoney. I thought they would... That would lure him back to where he doesn't mess with that money, but those monies have been paid.
Yes.
So you and Willer were having a discussion, I'm snitching, off air. So who was right now with this information?
It doesn't matter.
Will. You are so afraid of that, dude.
Let me see. Let me
take a call
because I got some other stuff to get into. Let's go to Marco in Sonoma. Hey, Marco.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Good.
So I'm glad we cleared up the whole Jesus and God thing with the Niners. But, you know, the Jennings thing, I'm in agreement with a lot of people just saying, you know, let him walk. I mean, if he's not going to be willing to play, if I'm not mistaken, we had one of our all-pro guys play with a broken or fractured ankle all season last year. I mean, that's the kind of guy I want on the field, not someone who's going to be holding out for mediocre performance.
Mm.
And I say let him go, you know, let the next, and I mean mediocre in the sense that he didn't play all that great last year. I mean, I know he hit his marks, but let's just be real. There's a lot of guys out there, and it's a quality organization. Go out there and show what you can do this year and then sign something. That's just my opinion. But, yeah.
It's late in the game, too, though. It's late in the game to go find something of quality, right?
No, I get you. I totally get it. But at the same time, it's like it's kind of late in the game to do this when you had a contract. You agreed to it, and now you're pulling this. It's not really – I don't know. I'm just not down with that when we've got other guys on the team that are quality and adhere to that, you know, team-first mentality. That's just me, though.
Appreciate the call, Marco.
What if I told you this, partner? Yeah. On the cusp of many fantasy drafts for a lot of fans out there, but I'm intertwined the league and the fantasy drafts. The way this thing is headed, Ricky Pearsall may be on a Daryl the Guru Johnson team. He's going to get some Stoney. Shocked. Now that is, dude, I'm just saying, that's what Herm Edwards
said.
Healthy. No doubt. The soft tissue
healthy.
Stuff with him, not the hits, but just the hamstrings and things like that. But he's in a spot, man. He's going to be getting a lot of targets.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard. He said Lynch also said the listing of the $3.5 million total of incentive bonuses were from last year for Jennings, not this year's contract. And then Tim says, I use this information. Then he says, but Jennings does have bonuses to earn, but only if he plays games. So the only bonuses he gets is for games played, not for any performance related.
Well, that right there is heavy then from Jennings' standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chucky's in Oakland.
Chucky.
Hey, what's up, Chucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas, man. Always enjoy your show, man. Listen to you guys every day, man.
You're the man.
Appreciate you both, man.
Thank you.
You know, and Stoney, man, I'm glad you had a good trip, man. I heard you recite some 80s in your handicap, man, so I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, man, and welcome back, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just want to say, man, let me put a rat on the table brought to you by Axo, man.
Okay.
First of all, man, I think that left a bad taste in my mouth when Lynch and Shanahan got caught up in a little contradiction when they first had said that that Juwan Jennings didn't request a trade, and then it came up recently where they said that they was aware, you know, that he did say mention about a trade, you know, back in time. And so that right there don't smell too right. And I just think, man, I'm with Guru on this, man. I can't believe, man, this is sports, man. I don't care what sport it is, man. When you got a player that proved himself, now Spadoni tried to say this morning that, you know, he got the numbers on a bad team. But it's the mentality, man. Mm. And Kittle spoke on this dude's mentality as far as his presence in the locker room. I view this man, I might be speaking overhead, I don't know, but I look at him as a little T.O., man, because T.O., he got the body. I seen this man make catches last year where he just screamed like he getting in the paint, blocking out for a rebound, and the defender can't get around his body. I seen this man win catches when he go up and get the ball, he comes down with it, and he blocked. And it's just he wouldn't do anything. He showed that last year, man. And so how do you not know that somebody already proved these type of skills that you want in your receiver? Because, you know, Shanahan is real key on a receiver that block. But you wouldn't have put all that aside until even though you drafted this guy number one in Pearsall and these other guys that haven't even played as much as Juwan Jennings played in the 49er colors. And so I just don't understand how they just Shanahan can just disregard what he's seen in Juwan Jennings. And I just think that goes to the arrogance that this guy displays, you know, throughout the past years, that he can just switch anybody, you know, to in his system, and that they're going to show up and just disregard what Jennings has already proven to be. And Kittle has already even backed that up. Somebody is prominent as Kittle in the organization.
No, good stuff.
Hey, appreciate you, Chucky. Thanks for the for the kind words.
And Spadoni's my guy, Stoney, our guy. But I'll say this, because you do it a lot too. And, I mean, man, what's a guy or an athlete supposed to do? Because I talked about Kuminga versus Minnesota. Oh, they lost. I'm not talking about if they lost. I'm talking about did that dude with the ball put it down for the Warriors and have Minnesota looking like this is a bad SOB? Yes, he did. So it's not always, guys, about, like, I just feel like you're with, he says Spadoni, and I love Spadoni, but Steiny, what was Jenny supposed to do? It wasn't his fault they were all bad. He put up numbers.
He's a good player.
Okay, and there we go. And
he's as good as he thinks he is. Or he's not as good as he's asking
but
for.
We do that a lot in sports, like the byproduct of what was Jenny supposed to do? What he was asked, right?
Well,
you know,
the word
and Kuminga, they didn't win, but he put up numbers. What was he supposed to do?
Supposed to help him win. You know, be more impactful. And I'm not talking about Jennings. I'm talking about Kuminga. The Jennings thing to me is...
The T.O. part, Chucky lost me, but yeah.
And here's the other thing. This is why words are important. Chucky, I love you. But he used the word disregard. I don't think... Like, that's a strong word. Like, Kyle Shanahan's disregarding what Jennings is and what he's done. I don't know that he's disregarding it. He just might be saying what Jennings does is not worth $15 million a year. And we've got to start being more careful about our money, because guess who's going to be making 50-ish next year? Brock Purdy. So you think they want to tack on an additional Jennings salary to next year when they're going to have three wide receivers under contract no matter what, in Ayuk, in Pearsall, and Watkins I'm even throwing in there. So they don't want him to be under contract next season.
And that's why last year's deal only had 1 year left on it, which is this one.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, and unfortunately what happens here is that it becomes a Jennings is great, Jennings stinks, Jennings is good, but he's not that good. Jennings is good, he's better than that. Sal, you know, it's, and now everybody's making their case for and against, and a lot of the conversations, you know, get into, well, one side's disrespecting Jennings' ability, the 49ers are disrespect. You know, it's, this is, well, we should be used to this. This is what, 4 years in a row?
But I thought Niner fans thought they were done with this, though.
No, in fact, I'd be willing to bet it's going to happen next year. I mean,
Well, if you say that, then it's the nature of the beast and nothing is going on here that's not abnormal.
Well, here's what I'd like. Who wants to do this stat?
Yeah.
Last 5 years, like, how many of these have happened around NFL training? Like, right now, what's his name? Cincinnati, Hendrickson.
No, but he kept, they signed him.
They signed him.
All right, what about Micah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going on with Micah.
Dak last year.
Yeah.
Signed on the opening day of the game.
Right. And I'm sure there have been others.
McLaurin.
But it exactly. But it feels like the Niners have these every year. And it's part of their MO almost. Yeah.
And I think there's some, here we go. Oh, Guru, you're no salary cap expert. But Stani, I think when you're playing guys that are worthy of getting paid like the Niners have, there's some prestige in that. That is the caveat. That is the slam dunk or the cherry on top of the draft. That's what you want to do. You want to pay your dudes, right?
Who?
The guys that you know. And that's why when you just said, hey, there's going to be another one next year. Well, if that guy is worthy of getting paid, like I believe Ayuk, Bosa, Warner, Kittle, that's what you aim for.
Right. He's not them.
Mm.
Like, and they're saying that. You ain't Kittle. You ain't Ayuk.
Mm.
Like, we have to interpret the actions, and that's what the 49ers are saying. And I also think
I got you saying eight, but go ahead.
I also think the more I think about it, and I'm just piecing things together. A couple days ago, Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard was saying, you know, he thinks that each side is annoyed with the other side.
Oh, we heard it.
And I think I gotta believe that one of the reasons from the 49ers perspective, and I'm not saying Jennings doesn't have a gripe, but from the 49ers perspective, I could see how they said to themselves, we just gave you a contract last year.
I got that. I hear that. But he thought he had some leverage with Ayuk being hurt. Debo getting Jetson. Yeah.
So
the question is, when does his agent
say,
you
Rosenhaus.
Know what, we lost this. You need to report.
Drew Rosenhaus doesn't like to lose stuff like this. He'd rather kind of dig in. Mike Florio was on with the morning show and was talking about, Jennings doesn't want to be here. 49ers don't really want to pay him. How about a trade? A trade.
You go from the 49ers offense to some new team, and you're walking in cold, moving to a new city, new coaching staff, new quarterback, new everything. And you have to catch up on the fly. The closer you are to week one, the harder that is to come in and make a difference. Now, any team that trades for him, if that happens, would have to understand we can't expect this guy to play right away, especially since he hasn't practiced much. That's the other thing about a hold-in. When it's time to go to work, you can't just throw the guy into full reps. You've got to acclimate him or he can be injured. A GM told me after Rashawn Slater, the Chargers tackle, who suffered a torn patella tendon under circumstances where maybe they got him going a little too aggressively after he signed his new contract. There's data out there to suggest that players who have held in are more likely to be injured. And I think common sense would support that too. Hey, I'm signed. I'm ready. Let's go. And your body isn't ready. So I think that's a big part of it. What would the 49ers want? And also you got to make Juwan Jennings happy with his contract.
That's true.
And I'll read this, Donnie, from the Trick Era on the YouTube chat. Guys, Ayuk is not a great receiver. Calm down with that rhetoric. He was just the best on the 49ers, please. But I'll take that Trick Era all day if it gets me 30 M's. You could say that all day and all night about me, Stoddy. But if I'm getting paid like I'm one a Jamar up in that caliber, that's all that matters.
Well, no, what matters is if you're a fan of the 49ers and a guy's being paid $30 million and he's not a $30 million receiver, then guess what?
Or if they use them like that,
then your
either.
Team's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
If you pay superstar money to non-superstars, guess what? You're not going to be successful.
What would you? You said words are important, and no on the chat. I got to read this, Donnie. Tell me what you think. Lynch and Shanahan looked annoyed with each other yesterday, and I bet York is annoyed with the both of them.
Okay. Well, that's great.
But why would either one be annoyed with each other? I mean,
I don't know.
Jennings is doing the calf issue thing with, so you're both stumped there.
York, Shanahan, and Lynch can why should they be annoyed? They can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're so annoyed, then pay him. If you're so annoyed, then just don't do anything. Like, they,
I don't know why they'd be annoyed. 10 of their 11 draft choices made the team. I'm just saying, what they do after, I mean, that's a hell of a fine there.
I mean, if I'm Jed York,
talk to me.
Don't I have to be annoyed with this contract stuff season after season after season?
Well, how would you, this is different. You just said they paid Jennings last year.
Right.
They probably wouldn't have paid him knowing we're going to go through this again. So how can this really be the one that sends you over the top?
Well, because it's the latest of four straight years. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. I absolutely believe that part of this could be, look, okay, let's go back. Bosa gets his money. Warner gets his money. McCaffrey gets his
great
money.
Great talent,
Ayuk.
Sonny.
Gets his money.
Ballers.
Bosa gets his money.
Ballers.
Everybody, Purdy gets his money. Kittle gets his money. And you have nothing to show for it. And now you got to pay Brock Purdy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And now you got to make hard decisions. And I don't know that they're active right now doing anything with the Jennings situation. Like, I think a lot
they're
of it's
sending a message right now by saying we're not caving into your demands.
Right, they told him that obviously a while ago.
So
they
the ball, you the said media, it earlier, Stein, you said the ball's in his court. It feels like that, right? Didn't you say that to me?
Right.
To
so the 49ers report. Don't have to do anything except keep practicing and play.
And that's why I would say they're not annoyed with each other. This is just...
Well, I don't know if they are or not. But,
well, you only get annoyed if I feel like, you know, me, you and I were doing a project and I didn't feel like you were doing your part.
You mean
I'd
like
get
Kuminga
annoyed.
And Dunleavy? I'm sorry, like Lacob in the front office?
No, I think that both of them disagree on what they should do with J.K., I think these two guys are lockstep. Like, they know we're not caving, man. Not to this. We just paid them.
Okay. Well, then.
But do you take a step back on the field?
From 6-11?
Well, see, you got me. That's the macro. No, being the best version of yourself to beat Seattle.
Well, you know what? And this is the other part. We got to factor
week five or week six, right?
I agree with Florio on this one, too. Especially when we talk about the, you know, social media posts.
That was strong.
I mean, Like, I feel like, how's this guy gonna ball out now when he's here? He doesn't want to be here.
Well, you don't know that.
Of course.
He don't want to be here without new chicken.
Guru, he asked to be traded.
So did Debo, alleged. Come
okay,
on, so, Stein.
Okay, well, like,
you know what I mean?
If you're going to...
That like, goes away when you get the chicken.
That he's not getting the chicken. So he knows he's... He want...
Well, Mooney Ward knew like the handwriting was on the wall. That was different.
And he left.
Well, he left because they didn't, you know, they went a different direction. But he was professional and played.
Great.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've done a radio show here with you being disgruntled with something here going on behind the scenes.
Yes, and I don't do my show as well. You know that.
No,
we
you
know
have,
that.
Well, you have to tell me which show it was, and I'll tell
no,
you.
No, anybody, any human being.
Well, the good ones, you never knew anything was going on.
Well, then he's going to have that challenge that he's going to have to. And, you know, the thing with Jennings, it'll be easy to tell because he's probably their most one of their most physical players.
And reliable. That's the word I use for him, Steiner, reliable.
Yep, 2 years ago, he was reliable.
Well, last year, too.
No, he was so reliable 2 years ago, he accumulated 285 receiving yards. I mean, how does an offense function without that?
Oh, man.
What? Where are you going to get his 285 yards from 2 years ago?
You went Spadoni. You skipped past last year.
Yeah, you had a great year last year. Had a great year last year.
You guys had. I mean, it is a point, but it's not all of it, man. It's not all his fault.
Hey, it's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening on Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair Mall in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs, they're there from 2 to 4. Then comes the summit with all the hosts, 4 to 6. Come on out and hang with us. We'll get you ready for the season. Great food, great place to hang, and your chance to see all the hosts, all six of us, one spot. Might be a battle royal. Who knows? Maybe a steel cage match. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair Mall in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang. And Valley Fair Mall in Santa Clara, that's where you experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. Your game day destination, and you can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. All right. That's Thursday of next week. Well, a week from today.
Oh, week one of the first game of the year.
Yeah, we'll have that Cowboys-Eagles game on, I'm sure, for you, right?
I'm sure they got screens there.
It's your game day destination.
Yeah, I got you.
King's Fish House. So they'll have it on, and you'll be distracted a little
Please.
Bit.
You know I know how to hide from the world.
All right, I see Marvin Paul. I'll get to you on the other side. Juwan Jennings, get to work.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Prints and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.